Since 1949, the Indian state of Kashmir has operated on its own. India's constitution gave India's only Muslim-majority state near autonomy. Basically, the state could govern itself. This lasted 70 years, but last week, the Indian government removed Kashmir's special status, giving New Delhi much more control over the territory. India did not consult with Pakistan before doing it, and the two nations have fought wars over the disputed parts of Kashmir. So the latest move has thrown Kashmir into panic and raised questions about the relationship between India and Pakistan. Rick Olson is a former U.S. ambassador to Pakistan, a post he held from 2012 to 2015. Ambassador, help us understand the relationship between Pakistan and India and how that plays into what's happening in Kashmir right now.
It has been a contentious relationship between India and Pakistan since the establishment of the two countries in 1947. They have fought four wars, at least three of which were pretty directly related to the question of Kashmir. Kashmir is a Muslim-majority state. In 1947, it was a principality, a Muslim-majority principality, and there was an expectation on the part of Pakistan that it would come into Pakistan as a Muslim-majority state. What happened is the Maharaja chose to align with India, and that has been a bone of contention between the two countries ever since.
India and Pakistan, we got to remember, are both nuclear powers. That must also add to the challenge.
Well, absolutely. And this is why the stakes are so high for, amongst others, the United States, but really for the whole world, because you have two nuclear powers that are eyeball to eyeball. I mean, they are literally adjoining each other. It's unlike the Cold War, when the U.S. and the USSR were at least separated by oceans and had a bit of time before missiles would be launched. Things can really get out of control very quickly on the subcontinent.
Is there an opening for international intervention here? Should the U.S. try to mediate, as President Trump kind of offered in passing to Imran Khan of Pakistan?
Well, the problem with this is a classic mediation would not work, because a classic mediation requires both parties to agree to the terms of a mediation. And India has made clear that it does not see a role for international mediation. Now, I think the role for the United States, which it has traditionally played, is to, in times of crises, help to de-escalate and to help both sides, using its good offices, to find a way out of going a step further in an escalatory conflict. And I think, unfortunately, I think that will probably be a role that the United States will probably have to continue to play and should play.
Ambassador, pull back for a moment, because the U.S. has been deeply engaged in this part of the world since 9/11. Kashmir, though, often not the first consideration, but now it seems to be more in the center. With Afghanistan-Pakistan's strategy, there was often a blue sky belief that maybe there's a grand bargain to be had. Is that still possible, some deal that would give everyone in the region something and leverage like the diplomatic muscle of a country like India? Or is it too late for that, given India's muscular intentions in Kashmir?
Well, I think that it's going to be remains to be seen how it's going to play out in terms of the Afghan negotiations. The peace process between the U.S. and the Taliban is pretty actively going forward. Pakistan has played a helpful role in that regard, and I think one of the questions will be going forward is whether Pakistan insists on a greater role for the U.S. with regard to India in exchange for its cooperation on Afghanistan.
Rick Olson, U.S. Ambassador to Pakistan from 2012 to 15. Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.